I mean, it felt great. It was my first college touchdown, and I appreciate the block, and I was prouder of the block than we had on that play than my touchdown, though.
Hey, Niles, it almost looked like Alfonso didn't have anybody to block. Was that a sign that everything was executed?
It definitely was a good sign, and I noticed that, and I kind of paced myself and watched Fonzo, because he told me, I know he's only a freshman, but he plays like he's a senior, and he just told me to follow him, and I trusted him, and I followed him. He picked up two blockers, actually. He saved my butt twice.
Talk about that mentality of, I'm sure you always want to take it to the house, reenact that play a little bit with that mindset.
I mean, I go out there every time I get a return, a punt return, kick return, thinking that I'm going to take it to the house, and I think that's all football players should have that type of mentality. All returners, like you want to take it to the house. You want to make a big play for the team.
What role do you think that play had in turning this game?
I think it excited our offense and our defense a little bit. And, I mean, I'm proud of myself that I could do that, and I'm proud of our kickoff return team that we could do that. Well, I put a lot of pressure on myself anyway, so I mean. I want to take a return in house every game. I want to try to make a big play on the return every game. It's been a long time coming. You're right. Last year I was a freshman. I waited, and I finally got the opportunity to do the returns this year. And I'm doing it to the best. And hopefully, Coach Beck and Coach Pelini trust me back there. I knew it was a touchdown when I seen Alfonso didn't have anybody to block, and he was going to pick up the kicker, and I didn't really have to do anything. Well, I know if the kicker had me cornered in on the sideline, he was going to use the sideline to tackle me. So, and when I seen Alfonso was going to pick him up, then I was like, it's a touchdown.
He didn't look like he was too worried about the kicker.
Well, the kicker, he made a tackle on me earlier, so he was an aggressive little kicker.
Miles, how hard is it to work hard on special teams? I mean, a lot of times you go to those positions, and maybe that's not your big focus of the day. You're working on something else.
Coach JP always tells us it's one third of the game. So he said, if you're on special teams, it's just like being on offense or defense. He said, you take it serious. He's gonna put the best players on the field. And I mean, luckily for me, I'm on every special team, so I get to play punt, kick, kickoff return, punt return. So I mean, it's just great to be out there.
Do you see that being a contagious thing within the game? Like San Jose State missed a couple field goals. Maybe they're coming off the field with their heads down a little bit. Obviously, your defense got a lift from your school.
Yeah, definitely. Special teams plays a big part in the game. Like, if you have to make a big play on special teams, like a field goal block or something, I think it'll definitely lift the offense or defense.
Is the kickoff return anything you could see during the week,
like, you
just know he has practice?
Well, that certain return it's called Spartan. A certain return we had, we practiced that all week. And it's opened up like it was supposed to, like it's been practiced. We still get to practice. Practice makes perfect. I mean, we were a little slow at the start of the week at practice, and this week we're going to really step it up in practice.
Can you savor this, or is it more of a reality check?
I think it's more of a reality check for the offense, because we came out slow, and we almost lost that game, but we made some big plays at the end. So.
When's the last time you returned a kick for a touchdown?
Probably not in high school. Like the third game from the end of the season, I guess.
What was it like for you to have fans just cheering when they said Niles pulled back to the punter and just the fans recognized that you were back there?
I mean, it was great. It was probably one of the best feelings I've had in a while, just to be back there and then the kid and the punter punted it out of bounds. So I was like, I felt like Devin Hester.
Hey,
definitely. We actually practice special teams way more in practice than we did last year. Coach JP always says that punt and kickoff set the tempo of the game.